Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still
You Cannot Say, written by Jay Hatter, and the writer of the music and the singer of the song is Shout Even Shy. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a writing group, chat group, radio group that hangs out at allpoetry.com, and if you'll remember or decide to join, you can find us listed under the group tabs. Just knock on the door and I'll meet you there. And you can follow the poems on the chat wall with us or call. If you'd like to call, the number is 1-646-668-2837. Again, 1-646-668-2837. We'd love to hear from you. And we keep the topic boards updated daily so that you can find out the prompts for each show. You can participate as much or as little as you would like to. We'd be thrilled to hear from you. And I am going to let another radio team in from A Poetic Slice of Life. The owner, Kay, and her husband, Stephen. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Glad you guys are here.
Thank you.
Hatter's running a little bit late tonight because I believe he's picking out a present that Joy's getting him for his birthday. So, yeah, so he's excited about that. But in the meantime, I figure while you two are here, you each have two to read, so we will get that going while we wait for him to rush back, and we will take it from there. Now, what I was thinking I would do is I would have you each read the poem for the tree show that got postponed, and then I put the the art that you chose. I already put new art there, so when I get around to featuring that again, you guys can just pick a new tree. But in the meantime, where did I put the board? Okay. I would love it if Kay would kick us off with her right for the tree. Please.
Okay. This one was a pre-write, but I felt this one fit. So I call this Unwithered and Luxuriant. Evergreen perennial and blooms tied to ride on nigh, a light so far in the plumes of moonlight curtains. Hygiene in the side as tides bloom in the quiet. Wind fresh and loft of origami, potpourri, shaden, Ionian. Free spirit and hushes, polite and quicksilver mountain climbs. Sprout and mint of nonchalantly keys unlock and all. Back pockets and dusty magnification. Thermal summer, rivulets the briny vessel of gods and senses. Gentle knees and splintered skin, somber, childlike, dimples and inner diamonds of bubbly me. Find the energy through the cut in the thorns, hands reaching through to cushion the scars. Lives and lilts, marrow's flavor of vein, poliating. Tiny voices, the me's, shielded, traumatized yet unaware on blemishes. Still tiny voices, mosaic. Barrel to vert and seedlings not sallow in the mist, your countenances of whispers. End poem.
Wow. I'm trying to decide which, I know exactly where I want to start. In the plumes of moonlight curtains, the image of that is absolutely stunning. The plumes of moonlight curtains. I love that. Free spirit in hushes, polite in quicksilver mountain climbs, sprout in mint of nonchalantly keys. Really cool. And then gentle me's in splintered skin, somber, childlike. I got the chills from that. Dimpled in her inner diamonds of bubbly me. Find the energy through the cutting thorns. Hands reaching through the cushion, the scars. There's something there, man. I'm trying to figure out what it is, why it hit me so hard, but that part really, really got to me. Gentle me's and splintered skin, somber and childlike. That's really powerful. Wow.
Thank you, Deb.
Traumatized, yet unaware in blemishes, still tiny voices mosaiced. This is getting to me, but I'm jealous of the plumes of moonlight curtains back at the beginning. But yeah, this is a really powerful one as far as emotion. I was looking to see, because I know that you often tie them together, and I'm trying to figure out what I think caused so much stress in that one stanza there, the gentle me's. I'm going to have to save it. It's really excellent, and it's not something that you would expect to hear when the prompt is trees. So, like, wow, I'm totally blown away. No doubt it's a 10. I'm looking, yeah, it's an excellent, excellent piece.
Thank you.
Stephen, what did you think?
Yeah, I like this too. This is one of the ones when you were kind of messing around a little bit with some rhyming too, because in that first stanza you got some rhyming, so I like that.
Yeah, it was a few different scratches of stuff in my notepad that I brought here, and then I added the rest. And this ends up being a write that is one of my few that I really like.
Yeah, I thought this was great. It definitely speaks to, actually, because you have a second prompt in there, it speaks to both prompts very well.
Yeah.
And I told you in my comment, there's a mystical and slightly dark quality as well to your words. I thought this was very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I have to say that I'm still feeling a little overwhelmed by the emotion in there. Excellent, excellent piece. And Hatter is home. Hey, Hatter, welcome to the show.
I'm muted.
Glad you're here. And I'm fairly sure you didn't get to hear Kay read.
No, I
didn't.
Did
you? No, yes?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I just didn't want to just skip you just in case. All right, well, you'll be here for her next one. This next poem is by Stephen, and he also wrote for a show that I postponed, so he's going to show me what he's got right about now. Take it away, Stephen, please.
All right, I got a little brevity for you. So I call this Toothed Bone Faces Scraped and Scarred Within Their Rectangular Wooden Box. Relic-like razor roots rive reliquaries, worming their way through skulls and ribs. Clawed cadavers call for commiseration, disturbed from polished moribund cribs. Vacant voices volley vascular cylinder up through ezoic trunk, mark their mither in hollow mouth, though two dirt yards deep, they're sunk. End poem.
My, oh my. Worming their way through the skulls and ribs, clawed cadavers call for commiseration, disturbed from polished mournbud cribs, moribund. Yes, okay, I can't even say that. I don't know why. Mark their mither in the hollow mouth through two dirt yards deep. They're sunk. That tree's creepy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And your title, Tooth Bone Faces Scrape and Scarred Within Their Rectangular Wooden Box. An amazing title, but what a way to talk about the coffin. My, oh, my. Vacant voices, volley, vascular cylinders. Woo. This is a pretty cool brevity and creepy, like the tree that you chose. And a 10. Well, you guys are just belting them out. That's way cool. But I like the razor roots. All the alliterations in here. You got a lot in here. You got alliteration, you got rhyme, you got creepiness, you got great images and metaphors. Excellent brevity, Stephen. Hunter, what do you think?
Thank you, Deb. You got to love a piece where the author's notes is larger than the poem itself. Was this a picture prompt too? I guess it would be.
I had a show on trees and I had to postpone it, but Kay and Stephen had both wrote for it, so I pulled their poem here and to hear them before I go into this week's category, and this is the one that Stephen wrote for the tree.
I just file mine away. You mean I could have read them? No. And it's a word bank, so you pick the V's purposely and the R's. Just to
mm-hmm.
You know, it's short. It's a bit of brevity, but it seems very complex.
Right.
As though it, yeah. Yeah, very good. Love the picture, too. I love trees, you know, especially gnarly ones.
Thanks, Andrew.
Great comment. And before I get one from Kay, let's say hello to Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Wayne?
How it be, Wayne?
Hey.
Glad you're here. I'm not sure when you dialed in. Did you hear Stephen's poem?
I haven't been here for 30 seconds. And you know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You can comment on his next one, and I will see if Kay will comment for Stephen while I put up her prompt for this week. I mean, poem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like this. Death and being cradled by nature. I like how you speak about life to the cycle of death and being sunk, a place where no one can complain but just rest, because what else is left? I like how you speak about the roots in the ground, planted, becoming part of the land. It's an awesome, right? It's dark. It's cool.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And, okay, now how about if, Stephen, will you or Kay, whomever, tell us what's happened over at A Poetic Slice of Life this week, and then we will dive into this week's topic.
Yeah, I could do that. Wednesday is the Poetic Inklings, and it's going to be our double feature week, as we are going to feature quotes from the movies Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Is that what it's called, right?
Yes, yeah.
So we have quotes from both those movies to write to for Wednesday in the Poetic Inklings. And then to make it the double feature, we're going to feature ABBA on Thursday in Movement of Sound. So we'll be listening to songs from ABBA, learning about those songs, and reading poems inspired by those songs. And Friday is, I keep forgetting what Friday is.
Smart Alex.
I know. Friday is Kay's birthday. So we're going to have a little party over there for Kay's birthday. Write to Hello Kitty, write to Dragonflies, write to Cardinals, Christmas in July, anything that Kay likes. Yeah. Bring and have some fun, or just stop by and say happy birthday. Yeah. That'll be at 8 p.m. on Friday. And then Saturday is Sky, and that's a special edition, right?
Yes.
Storyboard special edition for Sky at 8 p.m. It's Cat Fandom. You do have to message Sky for a prompt, and you'll get some choices. Like I took a cat dressed up like Deadpool. That's going to be a fun one. So that's what we got.
I got a cool cat, too. Just saying. Okay.
I saw who you got.
Okay, let me see here. Kay's is on the board. Just making sure it didn't get buried while we were talking. So if I'll move it down because sometimes other people, there it is again. Okay, so we are now moving into the prompts for this week, which was Tickle the Five Senses and match it to art by Carol Caballaris. So, Kay, show us what you brought.
Okay, so this one I wasn't sure. So when I'm not sure about something, I put it on an old right, so it's not the front of my page. I actually used 30 words. This is a brand new right, but like I said, if I'm unsure, I put it on an old right because I don't want everybody looking at it. So I call this Burning Perfumes and Smoky Ores. Swimming in the whimper of the kill. Listen, for the whine of crunch as the scrapings that howl underfoot. Not the gasp. Barbed and blistered in the brine of layers. Did you figure it out? Dimpled in diamonds, platinum chiffons, velvet celestial. Garnets, blushes the burgundy petals, a persimmon mist to shadow. Seconds to life, bonfires, bouquets. Slice to the armaments, foyer's fires of earth. Whiskey to tea, raspberries and wardrobes and dressing. The petals, how they weep in blood, flushed and beetroot seedlings. And sanguined sacrification tallows. And boom.
My, oh, my, swimming in the whimper of the kill. What a way to start. Wow, wow, wow. And I like that picture that you have there. Really cool. I mean, she's sitting there looking up. There's something unsettling about that view. barbed and blisters in the brine of layers. Did you figure it out? Way cool. Garnet blushes and burgundy petals. A persimmon mist to shadow. Seconds to life. Bonfires, bouquets. I like the bonfire bouquets and the petals, how they weep in blood. Really dark garnet blushes, the burgundy petals. See, some of these are why we call you the metaphor queen, because like I'm often quite amazed at the metaphors that you come up with. Swimming in the whimper of the kill. I know I say this now and again, Kay, but that's a prompt right there. Just that one line, swimming in the whimper of a kill, is a staggering opening. I'm really impressed, both of them tonight. Wicked shares. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let me go to Wayne first this time.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say I read Stephen's poem. It's a great alliteration. He had to put that together with good alliteration with using the word bank. It's kind of tricky to do that a lot of times. But he did a very good job on that, and I like the poem. Kay's poem has got some wonderful phrases in it that phrases I've never heard before. She probably got another 10 on this one because reads so well. And there's somebody downstairs with my door and shutting about 15 times, so I'm kind of aggravated right now. So I may jump up and leave in a minute and be right back. Great job, Kay.
Yeah. Thank you, Wayne. Tell him to knock it off.
Awesome comment. And I just realized that I didn't say something. You said that you weren't sure of this and that you don't know. You put it in the back. I think that this is excellent. Just saying. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, everything Deb said. I've been saying for a while, you took that extra next step of being a poet. You can tell. And another one, the AN, the author's note is larger than the poem.
I had more words, so I just put it in the author's note.
All about words. Yeah, I've been amazed at the metaphor lines that you come up with, and because there's a certain gift or a talent when it works. When I come up with a new metaphor that I haven't used before or I get a very satisfied feeling. I really do. I can't wait to show it off.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're truly inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah, and isn't it funny when sometimes you look at one personally, because, I mean, we're all our own worst critics, let's face it, but when we look at one and we're just like, I don't know, and then you get to one of the shows and people freak out over it. You just never know. It's like sometimes I almost don't call over at Poetic Slice because I'm like, no, man, this is terrible. And then I get there and you guys really, I mean, make a big fuss over it. Like this poem here tonight, because like you might not be thrilled, but I am. And Stephen, what do you think?
Oh, I thought this was great. One thing I used to call Kay, and obviously she still is, was queen of brevity, because you bring such powerful brevities. Your brevities, they have so much meaning to them with so few words. To me, I thought I saw the fragility of life in this, especially a life riddled with depression and ways that it can crumble. I really like this a lot. And, you know, that line that Deb was talking about, that swimming in the whimper of the kill, it kind of makes me think of almost like it's like very, very dark in my mind, like almost like a serial killer taking joy in the kill is what I kind of saw there.
Hmm.
Very cool.
Thank you.
I agree. That line's like, wow. Anyway, Stephen, yours is on the board, so please read for us.
All right. I wrote this about a cat that we used to have years ago named Percy.
He's a legend.
He is a legend because he was quite the troublemaker. And his favorite place to nap was actually on top of an open door.
Yeah.
He would actually somehow balance himself and fall asleep on top of an open door. So, yeah, this is called Percival. Particle-poured benches and cigarette smoke, stray blackberry-furred feline, a purr and a roll upon sore-shoed feet, milk and choices were made upon sign. Balancing naps atop wooden core door, tiled floor thump gruff awaken, chewing on plants bringing vomit toe dance, hiss touching tail forsaken. Cotton soft head to the arc of his back, shadow of household disaster. Topper was found, knocked wintergreen tree down. No damage to floor or wall plaster. Wood wine rack gives view of meowing onyx hue, sniff coffee and smooth pumpkin pie. Black cat Halloween cheer, so raised glass of beer. Think of Percy while still in his prime. Carpets are torn as claw tips are worn, salty mog with gargled caterwaul. Upon chestnut sill, it was coming home thrill to see him welcome you, stretching so tall. End poem.
Well, you know, okay, for starters, I have to admit that the entire time you were reading, I'm picturing a cat balancing on the top of a door trying to sleep. I'm like, I can't.
You did it.
No, I believe you. It's just, wow. But, okay. Let's see, where I went. Balancing naps atop wooden cord door, tiled floor thump, gruff awaken, chewing on plants, bringing vomit, toe dance, his touching tail forsaken, the vomit, toe dance. Now, this is an interesting metaphor for sure, Stephen. cotton soft head to the arc of his back, shadow of household disaster. I got a what's that name? Schleprock feel there. The poor thing, like a guardian of the household disaster. That is really cool. Sniff coffee and smooth pumpkin pie. Black cat Halloween cheer. So raise a glass of beer. Think of Percy while still in his prime. I love that this is a tribute. I love that you see your cat there. I'm tickled, still giggling over picturing this poor. And yeah, talk about a rude awakening or a gruff awakening. You just get so deep in sleep. Did he do that a lot?
No. He never fell when he slept on there. It was when he would just jump straight down. Jim drove straight down to the floor to make a hell of a noise when he hit the floor.
Okay. Yeah, because that's not a small jump. It's a wonder by the time he grew in age that he could walk, because you know from those high jumps. But that amazes me. I'll never forget Percival now, because I can't even imagine how hysterical it is to see that beautiful kitty sleeping up on the door. Carpets are torn and claws are worn. Salty mug, gargled caterwaul. I love the tribute. I love the sound effects, the rhyme, the metaphors. And it feels like you had fun writing it, even though he sounds like a real terror between the chewing the plants and the doors and clawing the carpet. But you got to love him because, you know, look what you wrote for him. I think this is fantastic, an absolutely awesome share that still has me smiling. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, I love animal tributes, poems. There's a certain sound that you know. You don't even have to ask. You get up at midnight, it's dark, and then you step on a fur ball or something. There's a sound. You don't even have to ask. What's wrong? You know, you always sound. We had a cat named Sansomelian. This cat had the longest tail. It was a striped orange tabby. Now, he refused to be an indoor cat. He loved to be outside. Now, this cat was the bravest thing I've ever seen. The guy across the street was a dude I went to school with. He had this Doberman called Kaif. Now, this dog was freaking huge, the biggest Doberman male I had ever seen. Sam Smith would sit on the fence, make sure that he's very visible to Kaif, and Kaif would sit across on the sidewalk. He would jump down and walk over to the sidewalk. Kaif would bolt across the street after him. Sam would get up on the fence and just torment this dog. Kaif would be jumping up, snarling and everything, and Sam would just bloody his nose every time. I mean, just tear his nose up. He'd sit there. He wasn't afraid of him. But that really reminded me of. The things that you put on the wall so cats can climb up, you know, the little, it's like a 1x4, 1x6. I don't know what they call it. It's like a tree they can climb up and entertain themselves. Those are great to have for cats because they are very inventive on their own. I mean, who taught them to sit on the top of a door? I mean,
That one. I don't know.
Yeah, you did a good job describing everything. And this is a word bank also?
Yes.
Was it? Okay, so I don't know. I'll see how you guys do that. I feel handcuffed in the corner when I'm sitting there looking at a list of words I got to use. I did one, right, Deb? I did one. You said
you didn't
have to use every word. You didn't have to use every word.
Yeah, but I don't want you to force it if it's not fun. A lot of us have fun with the word banks, and I was indirectly, without people being aware, trying to force them to use great words and see the excitement of tens and stuff like that. But I get comments from people like Wayne who tell me about how much fun it is, and I know that you don't have fun, so it's all about the picture prompts.
There was one week I read something and you said, Hatter, I thought you didn't do the word bank. I go, I don't. I got like seven of the words. I used seven of the words. Didn't even try. But that's the way it's going to be. No, you did a good job. The visual. I think with our poetry, when you can make a good image in the reader's head. You've succeeded. I mean, that's what it's all about, is to transfer the thoughts that you're trying to get across. And then this is another one. Very good. Hanging with the right people, man.
Another thing about the word banks, though, Hatter, is sometimes trying to use some of the word bank words have you writing a poem in a direction that you didn't think you would take before. So, you know, it just depends on the state of mind.
Yeah.
Wayne, are you back?
No, you're not.
I never left. I never did leave.
Oh, I thought you said you had to go deal with the door.
You must have left. Yeah, this poem is a great poem that Steve wrote of. It's a cat lover's dream because, I got Borbs, and I can see little things that his cat did that kind of reminds me of my cat getting older. You meet the carpet being torn and stuff. You kind of, at first you're mad about it, and then you kind of look at the thing and kind of feel good about it because, your cat did it. And there's a lot of memories with you. So it's a great, great poem, and did a good job with the word bank, and I really like it a lot. And here's to Percy. I'm going to have a beer.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah, that's like people, awesome. That's like
comment.
People who yell at their dog for barking. Come on, man, that's what they do.
Exactly. Talking about our neighbors now.
Yeah. And Kay, I know you're smiling over your kitty. Would you like to comment?
Well, in our house, our cats, they are children. And, sometimes Stephen says for some of the cats, they act righteous because they're a little overspoiled. But, at the end of the day, they're like family, so they deserve it. He definitely was a cat that was an original. He left a huge legacy because every animal I've ever had since little girls, they are original in personality. And he was definitely original. He was a cool cat.
Yeah, he was, and he chose me.
Yeah.
That's what the first stanza was, how he chose me while I was outside on break having a cigarette at work.
Yeah, and you surprised me by coming home with a cat.
Yep.
He chose you. That's really cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like that. All right. I have Angel's poem on the board, and I'm going to read for her because I don't know how long she has to stay in the chat room. And then we'll have Wayne and then Hatter read. So Kay and Steven, I appreciate you. If you have to go, I understand. If you want to wait for Angel's poem, up to you. But click on, and I'm about to read. This is called My Everything by Heavenly Angel. Your presence consumes my every thought, my dreams. Even the scent of your smoky, woodsy aftershave drifts upon the winds of my mind, caressing my being. Your voice is a balm to my aching soul. In silence it speaks to me, a magical, mystical, silky voice heard only by the beating heart. As mocha tresses dipped in mahogany hues are gently brushed from blushed cheeks, eyes meet in love's glory. A gasp escapes my pomegranate lips as I taste the amaretto wine of your kiss, laced with a hint of Kentucky bourbon. Douse me in rouge tones, drape me in tangerine flames, burning the imprint of you deep into my core. Splatter my curves with feathered brush strokes of lilac persuasions. Elicit whimpers of aching need. Allow fingers to trace in braille, whispered, I love you, along silken spine. Your touch, tickling my senses, as nimble fingers on the ivory keys of a piano. Drizzle your essence in a prism of myriad colors. Let me smell the rain of your soul blending with mine. Let me taste the sweet honey that is your love. If my voice was forever lost, if I could not but wheeze, hiss on labored breasts, three words would still remain unspoken, by way of voice, but sighing in silent acknowledgement. When my eyes no longer see to the world where I am blind, look deep into my soul, and my love is what you'll find. End poem. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Talk about a declaration of love. We're always calling her, you know, a queen of romance. Well, if you ever needed some proof, this is where I would send you. My everything actually says it all. Your presence consumes my every thought. This is beautiful. The descriptions are awesome. The colors, the images, the feathered breath strokes, the take my breath away with your essence. Oh, in a prism of myriad colors, let me smell the rain of your soul blending with mine. I mean, this is stunning. Totally declarative beauty from the first line to the last. And my love is what you'll find. If I can't say it, I'll gasp it to you. I'll say it without words. I mean, wow, 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 wow. Impressive, Angel. And it's always an honor to be your reader. Thanks for sending it in. Okay. Still here?
Yes. I think this is a wonderful write. There's definitely great beauty to it. There's many great lines. It speaks of a heart that is happily wrapped up in the heart of another. And the feelings that come through the write, it definitely is heartwarming, full of love that's never ending. Many great visuals that speaks to the heart of love.
Amazing comment, as always. Stephen, what do you think?
Well, I said in the top of my comment that I will once again bow to the Queen of Romance, because yes, like you said, Deb, this one's a topper. I thought that this was a wonderful use of the word bank. She describes just how the mere memory of a true love can tickle all the senses. I thought this was an excellent write.
Fantastic comment. Thank you both. I appreciate you. With love and respect. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, beautiful lines. She's a hallmark. But I got to say, I don't know why it flashed through my head, that if you were to roll over or lean my way in bed and say, hey, some of these, let me taste the sweet honey that is your love, would probably give me a smile. But if you said, let me smell the rain of your soul, I would freaking start laughing. I mean, just saying that, maybe it's a great poetic line, of both of them. And it just shows how unromantic I can be at times. But, yeah, she's a hallmark. Thank you.
And Mr. Wayne Gent, will you comment for Angel and then read your, and then I'll put your sound on?
Yes, ma'am. This is a smooth write, and using the word bank was perfect. Great flow, great storyline, and as usual, it's a love poem that warms my heart. Everyone she writes just kind of makes me feel good inside. Great job with the poem. Yeah, I loved it.
My poem is smooth. Fantastic comment. Now, I have Wayne's replacement audio on the studio, and his poem is on the board. So let's see what Wayne brought for us. I'm pushing play. You see it, Hatter?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
This is called With a Swan in His Eye. Crisp catered orb commands cobalt cap waves. Ivory swan on tropical seashell island shore behaves. Stinging goldenrod rays squeak through violet cloud. Butterscotch web feet on soaking sand allowed. Coconut perfume in moist air, jarring blistered bird alive. Beveled banana tree on rocky seaside, demands swan dive. Corkscrew bubbling champagne, splashed blueberry bonnets. Beer battered salmon fish, poop and swamp grass toilets. Biting lemon lace wedge with sweet citrus mango pie. Smacked curved lips and embroiled gelatinous eye. Thick tangerine tequila liquid slap snarly tooth guy. Dripping wet whiskered whiskey man click cock to cry. And
wow, Wayne, for starters, brilliant use of the senses of the word bank. Catered orb commands cobalt-capped waves. Ivory swan on tropical seashell island shore behaves. Just the opening, those two lines there, bring all the aspects from the photo. In the second stanza, coconut perfume in moist air, drawing blistered bird alive. Beveled banana tree on rocky seaside demands swan dive. Demands swan dive. That there's something sad, so sad about that. I mean, a swan dive is already a sad thing, but when it's demanded, that got me. Corkscrew bubbly champagne, splashed blueberry bouquets, beer battered salmon fish, poop in swamp grass toilets. You had me come back and forth. I'm like, wait, is that what he just said? I was tickled. And in the end, thick tangerine tequila liquid slapped, snaring tooth guy, dripping wet whiskered whiskey man, clicked cock to cry. You cracked me up because I couldn't figure out earlier, for one, because like I don't listen to the things when I add them on, and you know I don't read ahead of time because I like to get the first impression from the stuff as I read. So I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you replaced it because it was too sad, or I couldn't figure out why. So I don't know if you changed the words or what it was. But I got a kick out of this. The alliterations that are king of alliteration, the different emotions that are here. I mean, I start here when we started out with the cratered orb commands cobalt-caped waves, ivory swan on typical seashells. I mean, the images were so pretty, but there was also sadness and the poor swan. And then we got the where was that embroidered gelatinous eyes? I'm like, the images are crazy, but it works. You do these really well. I always have a fun time listening to your brevities to your word bank poems, and you never cease to amaze with the alliterations. It was a really fun read.
It was a challenge.
And before Hatter comments, let's say hello to 814. Hello.
This is
Blue. Is that you?
Yes.
Blue.
Yes.
Hi. Glad you're here. Hi. I'm just about to get a comment for Wayne from Hatter, and then I'll switch things up and put your poem up because I know you're on break.
Thank you. Deborah.
Yes?
Why is a swan dive sad?
Because usually a swan dive is like you took a swan dive. It's never a good thing in my book.
Okay.
The real swan dive was pretty.
That's on the comment. There was another part. I liked the mango pie gelatinous eye snare tooth guy. Click cock to try. Click cock to try. And I guess the use of poop is why it's a marked adult, sir.
Well, I don't know. I think it's very marked adult. I didn't know what it meant, so I thought I'd go to marked adult to see if somebody knew what it meant.
Just in case, yeah.
Just in case. I don't know if I said the wrong thing or not.
That was it's very good, Wayne. I like in your recordings. You slow down a little bit. Is that just you notice that you do that, right?
Yeah, I know. The music calms me down and slows me down, so I need the music around me. But everybody needs music.
Yeah, no, it gives us time to absorb what you're saying. You know, it's a good job.
Thank you much, man.
Well, I know one time I put cock-a-doodle-doo in my poem, and it automatically marked itself adult. So it's just that particular word must be a red flag or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
I didn't even think of that word. The only other word that was in the particular poem I'm talking about was bitch, which is a female dog, and it's not like, do you really need to label a poem adult for just that word? And I asked, and it turned out that it was part of the other thing. Anyway, you never know. But really, really cool share, Wayne, as always.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Lou, yours is on the board. if you will go ahead and read for us.
Okay. The name of my poem tonight is called Stallion's Canvas of Consequence. Pages softened, caressing cashmere, shackled sun. Distant, flightless puppeteers, cadmium, anodized, alabaster soap, quilts, leather dunes. Rocks cut, springtide foam, black shale, gurgling shards of air. Stallions balanced between flannel and fleece. Aquamarine aftershaves, the coastline ends. Midnight's ceramic symphonies canter. Obsidian's pancake ledge begins. Tethered to cobalt, waves, corduroy's web cage. Grape seaweed, cranes, triangular. Horseshoes surf upon margarita's ribbon. Geese cry above, thoughts in a dream. Chamomile smiling, calm cut loose. Crater drops, midriff ablaze, crocheted spray. Spirits advance, my eyes unconscious of their mask. Drowsy quiet holds her reign. The petrol stick and the almond fire perfumes. Discord stars, scattered strands. Threaded on the verge of sleep, cylinder eyebrows, transient, squalls, besieged warrior stand. Dusk tassels cast the vulture's shadow, flattening suede projections. Umbrellas, blurred edges, open the bridge. Altitudes gazing downstream, advancing spans. Onyx cutting paths, keen blade. Each quest, drawn distance. Engagement, thrown back. Anxiety soaking, eyelid sockets. Puddles reflect. Enthusiasm pours itself on the plain, swirled in mist, blacks and browns. Flying westward, their mantle close, chasing tomorrow's sun. Unforbidden in their eyes, solemn music trumpets. The thrill of this running plight. Outrushing nostrils, ephemeral moon. Hooves, printed veils, springing, spurning, tufts, untamed heather. Echoless breeze, blown, blackbird moss. Fogs. Backward scorch on Orion's sidelong band. Half seen, the bare torso, chaffed equilibrium, before a window swept and sway, crackling hooves deepen. Flesh flutters, a sparrow's tactile sky, Earth's tumbler spills a cone. Cartier's timepiece gnaws flickering a butterfly glass, a heliotropic incline, flighted in braille, chasing tunnels across. Down hemispheres, tangled path of celestial objects, crystalline, torrent sails are full, comes the laughing morning wind. To release, motion's headwaters, shoulders flick of a tail. The Viking sun stirs yolks in barefoot Cabernet. Dew's living breath is fresh behind. Serenity is sunrise fed. She suddenly clenches her mouth, cold jitters adjacent to separate the swab of her lips. Apache lightning flashes in flinted spark. Drenched plankton, matted hair to her crown. Upon parchment salts, lilac chiffon honeyed flax. Kaleidoscope's hologram rushes to the ocean dim. And that's the end of the poem.
Well, you know, we often talk about the Kay is a queen of metaphors, which is very true. And you are a king of metaphors, because sometimes I'm blown away by the different stuff that you put in, and your imagery is always like alabaster soap quilts and leather dunes, or what was that? Midnight ceramic symphonies, canter, obsidian, pancake ledge begins. I think there was in part three, threaded on the verge of sleep, cylinder eyebrows, transient. You can picture like the eyebrow go up. In the part, dusk tassels cast, the vulture shadow, flattening suede projections. I mean, some of the metaphors that you put together, I would never think to. But you just always fill the page with so many images. And in this one, with the sights and the sounds, because, like, I could hear the hooves as they were running. I could see the pictures that you were painting for me with your words from the mist, in the swirls. The nostrils, I could almost picture them flaring as they're picking up some of the scents. The echoless breeze, what an amazing metaphor that is. And down, number eight, down hemispheres, tangled path of celestial objects, crystalline. There's something gorgeous there. And in the last stanza, she suddenly clenches her mouth, cold jitters adjacent to separate the swab of her lips. Apache lightning flashes and flinted spark. I love that line, Apache lightning flashes and flinted spark. So you have bold and vivid images, and you have the sights and the sounds. You did an excellent job with the five senses here. Appreciate it very much, and I especially that you squeeze us in break. Hatter, you want to comment before he has to go, please?
Man, this is this style of the structure of the poems when they do this. This is so much more into it than I could get the first time around. I think you'd have to dissect each numbered verse.
Right.
May I ask how long it takes you to write something in this length, do you do a edit, a final edit, or because I would struggle trying to cut back my lines. I just wonder how long. What's your process?
I have different phases that I go through within the poem, so it's like it can be like 5, 6, 7 steps. So this one took a little bit longer. Because I've been very ill, so it took me a lot to write this one. It took me a little bit longer, so I'm glad that I was able to get some of my thoughts across. So yeah, probably sometimes a good 6 hours, probably. So
yeah, I'm sorry to hear that you've been ill, but yeah, good job. You could tell you would have to dissect. Like I said, dissect each one to get the notes, because I started reading part of it again, and it sounded different in my head than when you read it, which is a good job. Crystalline, how was that, number 8, or what was it? Yeah.
No, it's actually like 6.
No, is that crystalline? Now, is that another word for hard pan?
No, crystalline. Crystalline, and Deborah should know this, crystalline is like something referring to like a butterfly type.
Oh, okay.
Type of thing. So it's like probably really, really soft, like a soft, fluttery type feeling. Does that make sense, Deborah? Something like that?
Well, there's quite a few different ways. Like it can be from a crystal. It can be from shininess. It can be it, or from a crystal, like from the chrysalis where the butterfly just came out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing word that can be used in a ton of ways.
Or even as the glass reflection of sand that you get from like that reflection of the grains of sand, you know, something along those lines as well. So it can have a couple meanings.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
great,
like
use
when
of
the sun hits
the
properties from inside, like the little prisms of light, or it's from the Greek word for crystal. So I think they spell it with a K, but still, it's just an amazing image that worked really well.
Well,
yeah, I like
the way you use it
in the heavens, celestial objects, crystalline. Makes sense. Good
right.
job.
Because you had to try to get that feeling of the horse looking down as well. So you have like the flightless puppeteer that I used. You have the you have the spirit. You have, you know, so there's different references throughout the writing to the horse on top as well. So
yeah, but glad you brought that up, because that was another one I had marked and couldn't find, was the puppeteer, flightless puppeteers. Good job.
Thank you. Have to go, everyone. So thank you for letting me read, and thank you for your comments. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling on your break. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Randy Goons.
And in the meantime, say hey to Sweet.
Sweet.
Hello.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We've been on a roll, so like, I'll give everybody an update. Hatter's about to read, and then I have three recordings and whatever
okay.
my suite brought for us.
Okay.
So. How about if you read for us, Hatter, and then I'll have Sweet tell us about tomorrow night.
Okay, I wrote this today, and I mean, I got the prompt today, and I was really excited about the senses. But boy, I put an old write in. It's got nothing to do with the senses. I feel stupid because I knew it. I knew it was supposed to be about senses, but I cheated. I put a pre-write in my poem, The Crow, because I saw that one, the picture. I hope it goes okay, because I did change it a bit. It was like this. That morning I sat watching the trees when I noticed something staring at me. Two dark little eyes in concert with mine drew a cowardly feeling that raced down my spine. With a whistling pot, I rose to attend. The window left open, I heard him fly in. On the chair, he lit just as he pleased with those black little eyes staring at me. He began to speak in riddles and rhymes. The words he spoke could have been mine. A life you possessed alone these past years, to those you left brought sorrow and tears. Why are you here, and how do you know? He ruffled his feathers, for I am a crow. I spoke to you once while at the stream. I am the one you hear when lost in your dreams. I've come to help you and to guide you home. Be lost you will if you try it alone. I will show you how, and with me as your guide, I shall give you wings, and I will teach you to fly. Set in confusion, I've one thing to say. Is it possible, please, that I not leave here today? His answer was quick, and he raised his voice. It's already happened, and you have no choice. Talked, we sat for hours, it seemed, the talking crow. He sat as if in a dream. With wings for my blackbird, I flew to the sky, effortlessly soaring with a crow at my side. Feel not saddened, for I am now free of the sins and regrets that weighed so on me.
Without the thoughts, I believed I would know, flying across, flying alongside this rambling crow. I now take leave of these things I believed would help me through this, would help me through this time. There's no place like home, but I still feel alone, learning how to write this in rhyme. There's one thing you'll take, is how much it'd make to the heavens high above, with no map to see where it might be, you'll get to carry all of your love. It's the only thing you get to take with you. Try to say that in poem.
Wait a minute, say the last thing you just said again? I was taking off the mute button. Dying to say, did you? Hatter?
Yeah.
Said you were dying to say that?
I don't know what I said.
Okay. That makes two of us.
That's the only thing you get to take with you. That's the only thing you get to take with you. I've always died to say, I've been dying to say that.
Because I moved the phone to look so I could find the mute button, and I realized he said something that I didn't get to hear what he said. But, okay. I like that title, Those Black Beady Eyes. Let me see, he began to speak in riddles and rhymes. The words he spoke could have been mine. And like you possessed alone these past years, as you left, it brought sorrow and tears. Wow.
I tried to change the ending to the crow. I just tried to change one verse, a couple lines, and I added, what, 8, 10, trying to quote to end it again. I rambled a bit.
You call it ramble, but I call it pretty awesome. Like, I spoke to you once while at a stream, and I am the one you hear when you're lost in your dreams. I've come to help you and to guide you home. Be lost, you will, if you try it alone. I love the conversation. The set in confusion, I've only one thing to say. It's possible, please, that I not leave here today. His answer was quick, and he raised his voice. It's already happened. You have no choice. Freaky. This is really, really awesome. Man, oh, man. Back up a bit. The morning I sat watching the trees when I noticed something staring at me. Stuck the lies in concert with mine.
Clacking. You're clicking, clacking. You're breaking up.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. The other phone was, the battery was beeping at me, so it was probably breaking up my conversation. But you have so many in your vault, I never know. But I don't really remember this one. But the rhyme, that Hatter rhyme, is always spot on. But there's a spookiness to this. It's definitely excellent Coish type stuff here. And then there's no place like home, but I feel I'm alone, learning how to write this in rhyme. There's only one thing you'll take, it is how much you make to the heaven high above, with no maps to see where it might be, carry all of your love. I like the way you ended that, where you get to take it. It's the love, you take it with you. You can't take anything else, but that you can. But I think this came out fantastic. And again, I'll say, I just care that you participate and that you're here. And I don't care if you never, ever, ever write to the word bank. You're just an awesome poet, and you don't have to. Great share. Sweet, what you think?
I'm muted.
Are you muted?
You're right. I am muted, and I'm talking brilliantly. I don't know what Hatter does when he writes, or how he writes, or where he writes, or something. But he does this thing to me. And that thing he does so well, black magic spell, whatever it may be. But damn, we do it well. If I could put up my finger on it and say, this is what Hatter does, and put a metaphor or imagery or something like that, I would bottle it, put a tag on it, and sell it for $1 million. But I can't. So please keep bringing things out of your vault. I don't care if you never, you know, say, oh, this is a theme, and let me write the words, and let me put this out and do that. Because your vault is amazing. Not that I wouldn't want you to write new stuff every single day of the year, because I would read that too. So bring a vault, bring something new, bring something old, bring something new. Like you're getting married, bring something blue. But this is another fabulous piece that you could read to me 100 times and I'd find something different, a different meaning, a different way to look at it. And this is why we love the Hatter.
Thank you, Fritz. Yeah, it... Yeah, it was my Write the Crow, and it's basically the same up until the end. Yeah, I see a couple of edits I need to fix, but I tried to end it saying that don't worry about all your stuff, you can't bring it anyway, and all the things that you think you're gonna have. When we die, you'll find there's nothing that had a price tag or that you'll be passionate about. Nothing has a price tag, and it sort of emanated John Lennon when they said at the end of that song, you'll get what the love you make. What is it? Oh shoot.
But it's more than that.
To the love you take.
There you go.
And metaphorically, you think about that. Okay, it's not just the stuff we buy, but it's the stuff we carry: our resentment, our hate, our anger, our why carry that? Why take that with you to the grave when you can take the poison out of your life? You don't have to carry that. You don't have forgiveness just for yourself, not for others. So you don't have to bring that back into your life, but you don't have to hold on to it either. You don't have to hold on to that resentment. You don't have to hold on to that pain. You don't have to. You can let that go. Doesn't mean you bring that person back into your life. Doesn't mean you bring that pain back, but you don't have to hold on to it. You can let it go. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know how to do that because you don't have to bring it back. You don't have to take that to the grave. But live your life to the fullest, live your life to the happiness. And that's kind of what I see, too, more metaphorically in this poem. It's not just about the price tag of the stuff. It's the price tag of your soul that you carry with you. Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah, you remember the end of Ghost? He says it's beautiful. He says you get to take it with you. Yeah, you get to take it with you, the love.
Right.
So that was in my head. Thank you. Thank you, Sweets. Very nice.
It showed, Hatter. Great share. All right, you guys, keep going, Titus and Blaine.
Her soul sensing love, obscured somehow, still sat in the corner. Unperturbed, sweet lass, not older for her years. Did God so leave an emotion? Fate suborner, freely purrs in anticipation. Love, it appears to whimper like the ghast that was my hunger. More ravenous than rage to encroach and abash. Oh, wonderful humility, my feeling younger. Had fate instigated to make tracks the cash by which default had etched our gelatinous supposition place with diamond studs, oh gosh, having made for myself a tale so scandalous, who'd have thought a splash of whatever a ravenous fill for the colour red, my being never a romantic to have faced all endeavour. A smack of opportunity found to be freeing the inner sanctum of my heart It now aches while there is no smoke without fire. Seeing, believing the devil was from my past mistakes. How to please it was now the apple of my eye, not to discover the first time. Love was blind. A mist she became, so pure a weight provided by. Tis linen, not satin sheets we were uncovering. The concept of fragrance, a light complexion, a show of ivory, calm release of discovering how dark those crimson lips compare to shun, the sophistication to sail upon the cobalt blue of sea that was my anxiety, a home from home destitute, to feel, to hark my self-centered hue.
Well, I was drinking that in. Yeah, the tone of the music in the background that he chose went well with his wording and his voice in this one. I'm trying to decide where I want to go. To whimper like the gasp that was my hunger, more ravenous than rage, to encroach and bash. Oh, wonderful humility, my feeling younger. Awesome. Let me see, where was that? Having made for myself a tale so scandalous, who'd have thought a splash of whatever, a ravenous feel for the color red, my being, never a romantic to have faced all endeavor. But he always has such gorgeous wording. The inner sanctum of my heart, it now aches while there's no smoke without fire. Seeing, believing the devil was from my past mistakes. That's hard-hitting stuff there, believing the devil was from my past mistakes. How to please it was now the apple of my eye, not to discover the first time. Love was blind, a mist. She became so pure, a weight provided by. I'm trying to put my finger on the feel there. It's like I'm stuck on those past mistakes there. But the not to discover the first time love was blind. There's. You know, I think what it is when you realize that, yeah, it must have been blind for me to deal with some of the stuff that I've dealt with and felt some of the stuff that I felt, but sometimes you don't want to admit that it was blind or that you didn't see something. But, man, more ravenous than rage to encroach. And then okay, I'm sorry. I'm going all over the place because I keep trying to find all these different lines that stuck out. But I mean, he writes brilliantly. He's got an amazing reading voice. There was, like I said, I still can't exactly put my finger on the tone in his voice. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was. There was like a melancholy. I think my problem is that I was feeling so many different emotions as we were reading that I can't pick just one. Like the linen, not satin sheets, we were uncovering the concept of fragrance. I mean, gorgeous words, amazing poem. And as always, when you talk about people who can take a word bank and knock your socks off with it, you definitely would have Titus on that list because he can really, really spin word banks into masterpieces like he did right here. And the sights and the sounds and the sense that he put them in from the sound of the purr to the, you know, to the whispers and the sense. I mean, it's just an amazing poem. What do you think, Hatter?
Yeah, you're right.
going through it, the flow was just perfect. You didn't even know it was rhyming. It was great. I think it was great that he read it himself. Yeah, and in the word bank, there's no... you didn't even know. Blow it away. And you're right, he'd be top of the list on the... you know, not being able to force a word bank. And I'm going to say everybody was using the word whimper. That's a great, great word, poetic word. Yeah, good job, Titus. This is very good. Damn.
Awesome comment. And my sweet?
Well, no, usually I find Titus's poems, this deep complexity, and, you know, I look for the complexity of his poems. And this one I'm, like, really enjoying because I can feel it. While there is no smoke without fire, seeing, believing the devil was from my past mistakes, how to please it was now the apple of my eye, not to discover the first time love was blind. In this, you became so pure to wait, provided by. Tis linen, not satin sheets we were uncovering. The concept of a fragrance. The concept of a fragrance. I love that one.
Yeah, cop that.
Okay, and then, yeah. Calm release of discovering how darkness in lips compared to shun the sophistication. Compared to some of the sophistication. You know, this is almost like following around a little imp angel. Is she his angel or his devil? His lover or his friend? Something he wants or something he's afraid of? As the sail upon the cobalt blue of the sea was my anxiety, a home useless to feel, to hark my self-centered needs. Is she his home? Is she, does she make him feel good? Does she make him feel useless? I think she's a dichotomy to him, something he wants, something he doesn't want. Is she the devil or is she the angel? I love this poem. Leaves us with mystery like she is to him. I love this. I think it's... I will just say an imp angel poem.
Where's the devil line?
Third stanza.
Third, okay. Yeah. Yeah, and this is his reading itself really, really does the poem justice. Because, you know, I would read this, it would be totally different, just by the way the lines are set up. And I didn't know it was rhyming until I was three quarters of the way through it. And I go, man, look, I'm sure he didn't just start. But, you know, complexion to shun, blue, hue, was very good. Blown away.
And what is more devious? More compelling, more scandalous than the color red. A ravenous feel for the color red.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it interesting, scandalous, kind of unlike romantic, but romantic all at once.
Yeah, you need to say so. It's more than, and this could, I'm going to simplify it a little bit. The ideas along with what you're saying, you know, you didn't say roses are red. You use it as a, what's the word? When you use it, it's in the predicate of the sentence and it's the subject. Is that just a, I can't remember. But he used it at the end of the, it's like he used it at the end of the, end of the line. Which is just a style of speaking. I don't know if it's a Elizabethan or just the way Titus structured it, but this is inspiring. I'll get inspired too much.
Awesome, guys. Okay, now I have the two SoundClouds left and my suite. Do you want to put yours right on the board, or should I do one of the SoundClouds first? Suite?
On you.
Go ahead and do a SoundCloud. I'm going to attach my art.
Okay. All right, then I am going to add the piece. I think you can still see them. Let me double check. Okay, click on the one after Titus's poem, The Fair Horse by WSP, and I will push play.
The Fair Horse, written by WSP, read by WSP. Ash-gray boots slop into freshly made mud, moisturized by the early morning rain. Hay, oats, and manure wafted in the air as the high noon sun's humid heat smothered. Protected by her cross-dressing permit, she donned her trousers, trailblazing for art. Her matching tan wool attire clung tightly, slugging through the Parisian boulevard. The sound of galloping and neighing grew, overpowering the white noise chatter. Deep, breathy grunts of the steed's nostrils, like crackling fire, strong and awe-inspiring. Countless horses were gathered to show off their speed, raw power, and best character. Their hooves thumping against the sand circle, rhythmic thundering like thousand storms. This infernal waltz danced only by horses dressed in their polished fur coats and combed hair, masking salty sweat with soft birch wood chips, their sweet flowers, and a force of nature. They captivated her. She captured them, inspiring new generations to bloom. Et ça fait mon bonheur.
Wow. The Fair Horse. I love the title. Ash gray boots slop into freshly made mud, moisturized by the earthly morning rain. I could picture the muddy feet, and I was totally not expecting moisturized by the early morning rain. That was kind of clever there. And down a little further, countless horses were gathered to show off their speed, raw power, best character, their hooves thumping against the sand circle, rhythmic thundering like a thousand storms. I love that stanza because sometimes you can hear in the thunder, like sometimes we would say that the horses, you could hear them galloping, and sometimes there was this rumble that sounded like my grandma used to say the angels were bowling. So I love to hear what metaphors people use for the sound. I thought that right there was breathtaking. What was the other? This infernal waltz danced only by horses dressed in their polished fur coats and combed hair, masking salty sweat with soft birch wood chips, their sweet flowers and force of nature. It's like the sights and stuff he put through here are spectacular and vivid, and you could see and smell. If you just sat back and closed your eyes, he painted an excellent scene with his words. And the, where was it? They captivated her. She captured them, inspiring new generations to bloom. I love that couplet. It puts heritage or credence or history or maybe it's ancestry that I'm thinking, but like I think that the wording's great, the read was great. I love when people send in the recordings when they can't call, because Hatter was touching on it when he was talking about the piece that Titus just read. It's just not the same. I mean, we'll read for you, but it's never the same to hear it by a reader as it is by the poet, because they bring their own inflections and stuff and help us see what they meant for us to see. And I thought that this came out brilliant. And it's been a while since WSP's been on, so I'm really, really glad to see him back. Excellent share. What do you think, Hatter?
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. He's talking about not basically the horse. He's talking about the horse on canvas. You know what I'm saying? This is another way. I need to read again. Because he mentions the sound of galloping and neighing grew overpowering the white noise chatter. In the author's note, he mentions the painter and specializes in painting animals. The horse. Is there anybody who can put the picture that he drew to? Can we pick that on the?
I'm going to have to add it for him in the author's notes. Let me see. I guess I can put it on the board so that you can see it, because it really is a nice. Grabbing it right now, and I'm on my way to the chat wall to show it to you so that you can see. But he gave like such a history to this gorgeous, gorgeous piece of art, and I'll have it there in 1, 2, 3, come on, send. Here we go. So that's the picture that he wrote to, that beautiful. Yeah. So we totally totally did it justice for sure.
Yeah, horses are, it sounds like he has personal knowledge of what a horse, if you own a horse or you're around horses, you can really get more what he's saying. They are magnificent animals. He did a very good job reflecting that too. But I thought that I caught that it was about the painter. It was about the artist. The horse on the paint. The paint horse on painting. Now, maybe not. But it was very good, right? WSP.
Totally great. Awesome comment, Hatter. Thank you. And my sweet?
Well, I thought the imagery, it just took you into the poem and let you be part of the horse and feel her, smell her, and understand the essence of her. I mean, he just captured that in a few stanzas, and I thought it was very well done. I just felt it was an essence that he captured. I mean, the smell, to me, it was just the essence of it all. Whether it was the painter or the horse, you just fell into it, and you were part of that essence.
Awesome comment, my dear. And okay, so we have yours and a SoundCloud, and I thought you might want to chat a bit about tomorrow before we do the last two.
Tomorrow is the Mad Hatter Hatter birthday party, the real Mad Hatter 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 birthday party. So come on by and have some fun. I've got some music because Hatter Hatter likes music. So if you have a favorite song that you think Hatter Hatter would like, please download it to the studio because I suck at that. And you can write a poem about Hatter. You can write a poem for Hatter. You can read a Hatter poem. You can pretend you can rhyme like a Hatter because you like rhyming poems. Or you can write anything about Alice in Wonderland or anything else like that. But just come to appease, please, and bow to the king called J. Hatter. Those are my only requirements.
Aww. Blushing.
Aww. I bet he is, too. So, sweet, would you like to go now or would you like to be the last poem of the night?
I can be the last poem of the night because I'm trying to work myself into reading this. Today is, okay.
Okay.
Today's my dad's birthday. It's the first time in my life my dad isn't here.
which is why I chose the cardinal, which is the Ohio bird. So.
Sweet. Okay. You collect your thoughts, and I will put this on, and then we will get you through that poem. Click on Let Nothing Soul's poem.
Okay.
Bonfires of Bliss, a poem by Laughing Soul. Tangerine sunset invokes a new morn, in silken breeze knocks the scarlet dawn. Love some cuckoos and dyes the blossoming flower, chiffon petals drench in earthy shower. Beckons the cashmere rose, vanilla skies, drizzle desires from her almond eyes. Burgundy lehenga tasseled in pearls, ruby mantika dangles and twirls. Beaded hair cascade like gurgling brook, henna palms betrayal the bride's look. Rings in the hour of platinum vows, a crescent aura coyly bows. Margarita sunset ushers bonfires of bliss, champagne twilight entwine in a starry kiss. And boom.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, such a gorgeous, gorgeous reading voice. I think I said it the last time we listened to her read. She's got a soft, soothing voice that lulls you in as she reads. And, that is tranquil. There's a tranquility that comes along with listening to her read. Tangerine sunset invokes a new morn. In silken weeds knocks the scarlet dawn. Really, really great image there. And towards the bottom, beaded hair cascades like a gurgling brook, palms bejeweled like a bride's look. I can picture that couplet with the gorgeous scrolls and patterns from the henna that put on, and it takes some work to put that on. And I've seen, obviously only by video and picture, how ornate and complex those images are by the time they're done. And then at the end, the margarita sunset ushers bonfires of bliss. How can you go wrong with bonfires of bliss? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just 7 couplets, but it was image-filled and breathtaking. And then add her voice as she read it in, and it's just a complete, it's like when she's done, you just want to sigh. Excellent, Cher. What'd you think, Hatter?
Yeah, she could whisper in my ear anytime. The way she talks. Or reads or stuff. Just what's the word? Infatuates. What is it when it becomes more? What's the word?
Accentuate.
Accentuate. Yes. She's another one reading her own stuff and recording it. It's so much better. Like you said, when we read it, we're not reading it for the first. We're reading cold, usually. And like you said, the little pauses and the little nuances of the right is only the author would know. And like I said, she could read my ear anytime. Great voice.
Excellent comment. And my sweet.
Hold on one second. I've got to do something real quick, and I'm sorry, Liquid Dan. I'm sorry. I'm not doing something right. I'm trying to get my thoughts together, get my head together, and I did not I moved off that page, which is unlike me to do.
Well, sometimes when we are emotional, we get a little flustered. It's totally understandable.
I'm not a flustery person.
I know, but sometimes the first that you go through is way tougher than you ever thought, and they kick your butt.
Okay, so first off, I love the name of the poll, just so that you know. I love the imagery in here. Tangerine sunsets, silken weaves, and scarlet dawn, chiffon petals, cashmere rose, vanilla skies. I love that imagery. Cashmere rose, vanilla skies. Something I wish I had done myself. Because it sounds silky and pretty and smells good. It's like you've got everything in here. The smell, the scents, and the feel. I think that one little phrase, and I wanted to point that out, cashmere rose, vanilla skies. You can taste it, you can smell it, you can feel it. And I wanted to make sure I pointed that out, which is why I was flustered, because I wanted to come back to that. I think that is a great wine. You've got it all right in there, just so that you know. That's probably one of my favorite wines you've ever written. In a margarita sunset, Usher's Bonfire Bliss. Just so you know, that's another great wine, because bonfires and margaritas always give me bliss with me. And overall, I like your poem. I thought it was very beautiful, and it was just something that sounds like fun to be, a place to be. Under that sunset, having a good time. I thought you did the painting justice, but some of your lines are just pure jewels.
Fantastic comment, my dear. Awesome poetry, everybody. And my sweet, happy birthday to your dad. And I am sorry for the loss, and I turn the mic over to you.
Okay. Two things I want to point out, which a lot of people don't know, is the cardinal, most cardinals live only a year. It's very, very, very rare to find a cardinal that is more than 2 years old. Very rare. They live a life of 1 year. The female cardinal, all she does is hatch eggs and breed. The male cardinal is responsible for taking care of and feeding his hatchlings for up to 3 weeks, and then they let them go, and then they breed. They usually only come into the earth and sing and produce, and then they're gone within a year. So they're very unique and beautiful birds, but they're here and gone very quickly.
Like a butterfly.
A lot of people. Yes. So there's a lot of reasons why I picked the cardinal. They were always around when I was little, and it was something I remember a lot of. So this is Sing Me Back to Ohio. When nursery songs calmed my wrongs, I heard you sing from the highest trees. Memorized by colored wings in crimson cherry and ruby shades, wearing Mardi Gras onyx mask and stained beaks of red. The winds begin to wheeze and snort, a winter theme. The river froze into abstract sculptures, fairy tale things. Above the frozen breeze, a daddy bird feeds his hungry babes, hatched in crocheted straw nests of happy. Flower beds spring alive in mosaic colors, as scarlet birds eat the early worms on Ohio's sunny days. Humans watch cardinals fly against cobalt skies. A paint-by-numbers velvet masterpiece comes alive. I watched their waltz when rain drizzled down my cheeks, the day my grandpa died, when grandma smelled like whiskey and the house smelled gray, as strangers stared from the windows. That song that tweets from their fire chest beats but near a year, when my aging eyes catch the colors of your wings, and I hear you sing as you carry me home where Daddy lays in the peaceful land of Ohio and Polk.
Make me cry.
Yeah. I absolutely love the title, Sing Me Back to Ohio. Gorgeous title. Right from the beginning, when nursery songs calmed my wrongs, I heard you sing. I wanted to cry there, too. So my kudos to you, dear heart, for being able to read it all the way through. The winds begin to wheeze and snort a winter theme. The river froze into abstract sculptures. Sculptures, fairy tale things. The little pieces that you just know meant something to you, like those mosaic colors, the cardinals that are flying in the sky, and paint by number velvet masterpiece. When I think of paint by number pieces, believe it or not, the first thing that pops into my mind is a paint by number velvet Elvis painting that my aunt had. So
everybody had one.
Right? So I don't know where you're Velvet Matthew, but mine took me to my aunt and her Elvis moment. And I'm so happy that I made you laugh. When Grandma smelled like the house smelled gray as strangers stared from the windows. The house smelled gray. There's such a sadness in that thought, like there's no nothing's cooking, there's no nothing's baking, the house is just Grandma's sad and she smells like whiskey and she's not worried about anything else at that moment. And the stranger stared from the windows was it was like they're there and they would love to make you feel better, but they don't have a clue and they're just looking in the window. So I was like taken by that. A song that tweets from their fire chest beats but mere a year when my aging eyes catch the colors of your wings and I hear you sing as you carry me home where Daddy lays in the peaceful land of Ohio. This was heartfelt. This was absolutely gripping because I could feel you. I could feel your loss, but your love too. And the fact that that cardinal really does, like, they can bring a message. You can look up and think of your dad and see that bird and be taken to him, and that's a beautiful thing. This is an awesome piece, sweet. And like I said, you almost had me in tears, so you did a brilliant job getting through it.
Thank you.
Hatter?
Yeah, I was going to say the basic same thing. You pretty much covered it. You know, sweet, it's very, very sad and heart-wrenching, but you have something very few other people have to take away, and that's the remembrance of the cardinal, the bird, and I hear you sing as you carry me home. That's a wonderful thing. Time eases the pain, and there'll be a time where you can just smile, maybe cry, sweet.
Well, now I see why you waited for last, because it's a beautifully emotional way to end the show, and it's right. And again, I'm sorry for the loss, and happy birthday to your daddy.
And and I knew you would probably be surprised out of all those pictures. I'm like, probably wondering why I picked the cardinals.
I really, really was. And now I see why, and it makes perfect sense. And it's just, like I said, so beautifully heartfelt. And it's sometimes it's like overwhelming to the senses when the words are so beautiful, but the emotion that goes with them are overpowering, and it's just like, so it's a brilliant piece.
Thank you.
And remind again everybody, we have to hang out tomorrow and celebrate Jay
Hatter
on his on his
birthday,
29th birthday.
Have a good time.
Yes, we are. I got
my bell and everything.
We'll be doing some. He'll be doing some shots during the show, sweet. Better watch out. It gets a little crazy. I'll have to show you what the bell is that gets him to drink, too. But, all right, so I would like to take a moment to thank my amazing board, Hatter and Sweet and AP. I appreciate the three of you, and I am so happy to be producing all these radio shows with you guys. You're the best board ever. And I want to say thank you to Stephen and Kay and Angel and Wayne and Blue X Blues and Laughing Soul and Titus and WSP. Fantastic poetry as always. I'm always so impressed by all of you. You make the show special. And we couldn't do it without you and the recordings. It is an amazing thing to get to hear you read in your own voice, and it's the next best thing to be having you live and in person is getting to hear you on the recording. So all of us very, very much appreciate that you take the time to sit down and record them for us. We all appreciate you more than you know, and we will see you tomorrow to celebrate the one, the only Jay Hatter on his birthday. Like we said, his real birthday, not his unbirthday. He likes to play whenever there's a happy Friday the 13th for him to celebrate. This is the real celebration of the day he was born. And I'm looking forward to that. And I can't wait. And Sweet, this hug's for you. Hatter, you're the best big brother ever.
I'm feeling a little wiser.
Are you feeling a little wiser? Not older,
little wiser,
just wiser.
Yeah.
Right?
Just wiser. Yep. Thanks.
And on that note, I guess we will go out with Hatter's beautiful poem put to music. That Shout Even Shy is singing for us. And again, I'm looking forward to tomorrow when we celebrate Jay Hatter. Thank you, everyone. Love and respect. And good night.
You say it's my birthday.
Here we go.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you.
heard the ice cream man today.
Oh, yeah? Did he stop for you, or did you not even try?
I ran into the room, heading for the door. It was on the TV. Made me sad.
Oh, get him out. Oh, man. That's terrible. How dare he? And he ignores you when he's making...
Well, I'm on the sort of the faster road, the highway. It's not, you know, it's not in the residential to where he can go slow. He would be a problem on in front of the castle here. So I don't blame him, but I'm going to catch him. Mm-hmm. I just want ice cream. Great show, Deb.
Well, I think that he really needs to stop and give you ice cream, but. One last thing before I hang up, Hatter, because, like, I mean, I realize that you're out there on the West Coast, but I'm sitting here on the East Coast, and on the East Coast, the clock's just ticking into a new day, and that new day is July the 19th. So, like,
take all the numbers of my birth date. 719-1957.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Why? What happened? Oh, no. Are you kidding me? It's your birthday again?
No.
Snap. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so there it is. Now I gotta do my thing. You do your thing. I'll talk to you later on. Get up on out of here. Have a cake or something like that.
Thanks, Melvin. Night, Watchman.
Come back tomorrow for more birthday celebration. Love and respect, Hatter. Good night.
Thanks, Deb. All right.